It's time to catch the beat for Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Featuring three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. Jane Addams Bookshop is at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign, online at Jane Addams, that's A-D-D-A-M-S, books.com. As always on WEFT, the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air Inc., Station Management, the Board of Directors, or the WEFT Associates. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. I'm pleased to welcome Vivian Krishnan, who for the past 3 years has been the head of the Urbana Arts and Culture Program. And Vivian, I am heartbroken to say that you have left the job to relocate and to move on with your own career. I personally am grateful for your work and your inspiration and your creativity and determination in promoting the arts throughout Urbana. Much of the work that this program manages to do focuses on children, schools, grants to artists to bring art into all aspects of public life, festivals and performances, public murals and art, and we have our Poet Laureate, which is unique. How many cities our size have a Poet Laureate? So I would like to use this conversation with you to celebrate what you've accomplished and to outline the great promise in Urbana's Arts and Culture Program moving forward. This program is unique in our community. There's nothing like it in Champaign. It was established in 2008 through the activism of our community of artists, and it's been a force ever since then. In the city's mission statement, the city recognizes the arts as enhancing the quality of life, economic development, citizen participation, cultural awareness, and vibrancy of the community. So, Vivian, how would you sum up your experience as head of the Arts and Culture Program in Urbana?
There's so many things that go into this program, and so the staff involved, you know, is pretty much doing all of those pieces. So starting with the first thing is running the Arts Commission and working with commissioners to create agendas, to work on items that are going to be voted on, which includes like public art selections. And so that's a huge part that's been going on since 2008 is staff working with the commissioners.
And this is nine citizens who step up to serve on the Arts and Culture Commission.
It could be up to nine residents of, really, it's the CU area, so you don't have to live in Urbana to be an Urbana Arts Commissioner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you have heavy involvement in Urbana or care deeply, I mean, there's so many people who've lived here who have, like, spent several years in Champaign, and maybe they go back forth and have housing in Urbana. Those commissioners are volunteering their time, and it's pretty special to work with people. Barbara Hedlund, who's the current chair of the commission, has been on the commission since it started in 2008, and so now she's the chair. I would say that just continuing on with what I've been able to work on in my time with the city is the arts grants, which is the largest program that the Arts and Culture Program works on. It has grown to $90,000 for artists, organizations, just community members who have really awesome ideas, and also events and small festivals. It used to be shared with larger festivals, but one of the things that in my time I really pushed for was separating those two so that there'd be $90,000 for some of the smaller initiatives and a separate amount of money for downtown festivals. So now we have a separate downtown festival grant opportunity that's, I believe this year it's up to $20,000 for a single event. And so that's something that really changed the game in terms of like competitive programs that are small are really important. They don't want to have to fight for money against larger festivals. So that was one thing that I was involved in. And of course, running events was another huge thing. The night market was one of the biggest things that I had the pleasure of working on in partnership with the market manager, the farmers market manager, Brian Heaton.
And this is a market, it's Thursday nights, right?
Thursday nights in September.
It's
Yeah.
very interesting. I went a few times. There's music, it's dark, and it's lit up. It's kind of festive.
Yeah, it was really part of the public realm implementation team that we have, where we take the public realm study that the city had done to basically revitalize downtown. And so from that study, we kind of pulled from it. And one thing that we decided on as a very small team was we should do something cool downtown. And I think that there's been like a need for night market life, and that's been happening in different capacities. And so with the farmers market location, we could do something kind of bigger with a lot of vendors where it's easy to come in and come out as a vendor. And also people could walk to it. My part in that was booking bands, bringing in live artists, and also ahead of time implementing the ground mural project that we had at the farmers market to kind of just make it lively. So it was a creative placemaking project combined with the farmers market setup that we already have during the Saturday markets.
Do you expect that that will continue next year?
I'm hoping that that's a priority of economic development and community development to continue the night market. It just is an amazing way to include so many vendors in our community, to give opportunities to musicians and artists to perform and show their art. And it's a great place to gather. And I'm going to knock on wood, but we've had perfect weather for 2 years in a row of having this market. So I don't want to jinx that. But it's pretty special to have live music outside and just kind of food trucks and.
It's a real festival every week.
I think some of those things are my favorite projects that I've been able to work on. Working with Cameron Rabb to install the large mural that's on the ground by the farmers
Yeah.
market.
Yes, that's beautiful.
It was a really fun project with a lot of help that went into it. I think we had over 40 volunteers from the community stop by, all ages. I think that it really livened up the place. And we also got some seating that matched, like some movable seating and chairs that we've used several times to kind of create that place where people could come and sit during the night market and showcase an artist.
Was that under one of the artist grants?
That was actually a public realm project. So the city and community development and the public realm team funded that project to be done. So it was just a budget of $10,000. $5,000 went to the artist. $5,000 went to all of the supplies, material, documentation, marketing of the call for artists.
Tell me a bit more about the kinds of arts grants you've been seeing approved and happening over the time you've been in this job.
It's incredible. The variety of projects is absolutely amazing. Some of my favorite projects, or I won't say favorite, some of the most specific projects that come to mind just right off the top of my head is Creativity on Wheels, who is Family Services of Champaign County. They did some amazing work with providing kits for our elders in our community. And so there were these kits made and delivered, I think, monthly to various places that well connected with our elderly community. And it basically just provided gathering, art making, and healing in that community. And I think they did that for a good portion of the year. And they've been getting that grant for several years in a row. Also, we've had small music festivals, something that might be from gathering international artists, or maybe it's incorporating dance also. So that we'll see that typically each year. Another really awesome one that stands out is the library is often partnering with arts and culture, but they did a grant that was basically their pilot program for their artist residency program. And so I think that for projects where it might be a pilot program, it's really awesome for these grants to provide funding to see, can this project happen, or is this a program that our organization wants to try out? We don't really have funding for it, so by getting a grant, we can kind of see if it works. And if it does work, then they might find other avenues of getting funding after that.
How many grants are given out a year?
In the past few years that I've been a part of the city, it's been around 25 projects per year.
That's a
And
lot.
it's a lot. And you go back about 16 years, and there's varying amounts of programs. This program has funded hundreds of projects,
Can you
groups.
think of any grants that have gone into work in the schools?
Oh, yeah. There was a separate category that was called Art in the Schools. That was a separate grant category, and it's now kind of been absorbed into the tier one category, which is a certain price range. It's been really amazing to have a certain amount of money. I think it was about $3,000 always allocated for the schools if there are teachers who apply. And so I think last year, Dr. Preston Williams, their art teacher, had really awesome ideas for doing textile art and some crafts in their classroom. And so they applied for a grant. And with that money, they had like art receptions. They were able to get the materials that they needed for their textile projects. And then the students had their work documented and turned into collages. And it was a really beautiful, well-rounded project, all done by a teacher.
What are you most proud of?
I think that the thing I'm most proud of is that I really was able to meet so many different types of people and work on so many different types of projects. And so just learning from all those folks, learning from all those experiences that were different, being able to just grow from that, I think I'm most proud of the growth that I have gotten in the past 3 years, because working in a municipality, as you can ask anyone who's ever worked for a city, it's just a different type of work. I think you get to meet just so many different people, and you never know what's gonna come your way when you have projects or certain people who are gonna reach out with a random question.
And working with all the departments in the city, you have to arrange to do things depending on the project.
Yes, that is another thing. Working with different departments who don't know what you're doing, just like you don't really know what they're doing every day. And I think that, especially in the arts scene and in the arts community, it can be really hard connecting and ensuring that people understand you when maybe someone doesn't see or value art the same way that you do. It can be kind of tricky, but also, with our size city, there's just so many other priorities. For instance, Art at the Market was a program that has been going on in partnership with the farmers market for years. And then it was a little bit of a break because there was no one in the staff position for arts and culture. The tail end of COVID had something to do with it too. That was something where I really wanted to bring that back because I thought it was really amazing. It's a great way to reach people because there's up to 4 or 5,000 people who come to the farmers market.
And that would be at each market a tent where there was an activity for kids. I always enjoyed seeing the kids doing things.
Yeah, it's free programming, free art education for all ages. It's for anyone who's passing through the farmers market. Most recently, I was working with local artists, local organizations, so that they could be the ones kind of showcasing an art activity and kind of leading the way with their expertise. And I found that that was really great because we don't have an event staff. So by incorporating and partnering with other community groups was a really great way to get everyone out there at the farmers market. Lots of facilitations, lots of communication, lots of outreach. This program, it wouldn't be running as smoothly, or it wouldn't be running at all if it's not for all of the community members who also engage with the art program. So having that relationship and communication is really important.
There's kind of a conceptual aspect to the fact that Urbana has this arts and culture program. And I did a little looking around and I found a listing on the website for the National Endowment for the Arts, Why Arts Matter. Sometimes art is a hard sell. You have to put money down for it. You have to put it in your budget when there's lots of potholes in town. And why would we support the arts? And some of the things I thought were very interesting. The arts matter because they help us to understand how we matter. The arts matter because I learned something about people and places I would never have known otherwise. The arts make my brain and my heart stretch to make room for newness. Art matters because it illustrates the human experience of it, the wonder of it, the bewilderment of it, the whimsy of it, and so much more. We would not be connected so deeply without the existence of art. Are there any experiences you had during your time at the program when you really felt like suddenly it was clear to people why this matters, why this is important?
If anyone who went to an event or a workshop or saw public art at some point reached out, which that happened a lot, where someone would give me feedback, either they called or left voicemails or an email, or they saw me in person and they just wanted to give the city like a little bit of feedback. Probably 99.9% of it was positive and about how it positively affected them and boosted their experience of being a resident in Urbana. And I would say that if you were to ask the city about why is art important to Urbana, the number one answer you'd probably get from most people would be the economic impact. It's very true that there's a lot of like numbers and data tied to how art can positively impact the economic growth of a place. But that set aside, we can already say, yes, that makes an impact and it's awesome. But I know that when I was in my position and I was leading, what I saw and what I felt the most was the impact that all that programming had on just like the overall joy of our community and how joy in a community and growing that joy and just making sure it's maintained, there's just so many positive things that come from it. People are happier, people are exploring more, people are feeling heard more or seen more. That's one of the biggest things about having art all around us, having places to go, having events happening. It's just really bringing a lot of joy to our community.
I can echo that absolutely. Every time I go down the street and see one of those gorgeous murals that is larger than life and just so full of activity and color and joy, it just makes my heart sing. And my personal favorite project is the decorating the electric power boxes, because those are just ugly metal boxes on the street. And there are so many now that have really wonderful art on them.
They're amazing. One thing that makes our community pretty special, I think that having art on those utility boxes is always special, but using this like vinyl wrap material, we're able to put art on these utility boxes. It's very accessible for artists to share their work that maybe they already made, and there's not like this physical labor of like painting the boxes, which is very awesome. Like when you go to other cities around the country, you can see how they're hand painted and it's amazing. But what's really cool about the vinyl wrap ones is it's a lot more accessible for any artist to be submitting their work to be selected. But then also, they last maybe 10 years. They're looking good for a very long time. So that's pretty awesome because maintenance is a big topic of conversation at the city is okay, we want art, but what happens when this breaks or this starts to fade? So it's important to think about those things.
Let's switch gears a little bit. What is your own art practice?
I would consider myself a maker and a creative person who, if you give me any kind of medium, my whole life, I've loved to just make with what I have. And so I've been sewing and doing costume design. That's my professional training and what I got my degree in, and what brought me to Champaign-Urbana was getting my master's degree in costume design. I think that just thinking creatively and colorfully has affected all of the projects I've worked on, like as an artist, but then it has bled over into public arts sector of my work as well. I love fabrics and texture and things that are engaging and tangible and something you can interact with. So I also find it interesting when I find other art that I love and I fall in love with. It's usually interactive. There's lots of texture. There's textiles involved and color, and just thinking outside of the box, I think, is something that's very fun for me.
Do you have particular ways that you nourish your own creativity? Do you have a daily practice or anything like that?
Well, now I'm making more art. It's all about carving out that time. I think especially if you're an artist whose like main source of income is doing a job that's not cranking out artwork, but for myself personally, I doodle, I make my home look the way I want it to look, I mend clothing that I have, I try to arrange flowers in my house when I have flower. I think that there's a lot of ways I've put my artistic energy out in the world. Now I'm kind of doing more teaching. I'm also taking more art classes and creating more spaces where I have the accountability to show up for myself as an artist. So that's been helping a lot as I kind of get back into being an artist for myself.
What do you teach?
I teach life drawing at Allerton. I'm also going to be teaching some watercolor workshops, like at Delight Flower Farm and Prairie Fruits, coming this spring. I love teaching watercolor and getting people to play around and just be really playful and open with materials. Rules, do they matter that much? I just don't know how much rules matter these days. So, in terms of art and how you're supposed to use a material, I just feel like it's what feels good. If it feels good to use an ink pen, but then also use watercolor on top of it and let it bleed, then that is the right thing to do for you. I think that's something that's beautiful, is learning how to maybe shed some expectations with what you make has helped me as an artist over the years, is being more excited about the process than having this like final result that was exactly what I thought it was going to be when I started.
Let's spend a few minutes giving a cheer for whoever will take on this role of the Arts and Culture Program in Urbana. Who do you hope to see taking this position?
I hope that whoever finds their way into this position is someone who has spent a lot of time around artists. I think it's a must. I think that if someone's not a self-proclaimed artist, they are someone who is a patron of the arts, a lover of the arts, and understands why it's so important to push for it and also incorporate it into projects like constantly. It takes a lot of communication and openness and being aware that there are so many different types of people that you end up working with. I think there's a lot of patience and just communication involved with the work. I would say it takes a little bit of fighting and like advocating. And if there's no advocacy and champions for projects, the projects don't happen. And I think that just happens in cities in general. There has to be someone who's kind of like pushing something along and fighting for it, or else, no one else is going to be caring about it. So it really needs to be the person who's in that position. It just takes sort of that energy, an energizing person, and someone who's ready to go to art shows, go to music events, check it out, make sure they understand the scene, meet people. And there's so many people in the community that are just like gonna be open arms. Let me help you. Let me show you. That's how it was when I started this role too. Folks at the library who, my first week, let's partner on stuff together. Let's program. And it was really amazing. So I hope that the same thing happens for the next person. Art and arts and culture and the program, it exists in this world of all these other departments. We have public works, we have the fire department, we have the police department, we have the rest of community development that's working on amazing projects for housing and other services for building safety and all these different things. And arts and culture plays a role in it, just like all these other things. It's not a little extra side thing. It is part of the biome. It's important. And if it was removed, something would cave in. And I just hope that leadership at the city understand that. I hope the city council understands that. I would say that most people that I'm familiar with in Urbana would understand that that's important just from a resident's point of view, because any city project that's going on, there's a way to involve how it's going to impact residents. And I think that arts and culture, what it brings is another voice, another perspective of how our human experience can be with capital building projects, like for instance, the Boneyard Creek, or if some new building's coming up, or if we do something at the farmers market location in terms of capital builds. So I think that just having that voice in the room is a really good way to add perspective.
And we are very lucky in Urbana that we have this program, this position, and the commission, which brings in all kinds of experience of residents.
The City of Urbana employees work really hard and care a lot about residents and the jobs that they do. So I just am a small part of it, and I just wanted to say that also.
Vivian, I want to thank you very much for your time and very much for what you gave us in 3 years. Urbana is a more beautiful city because of your work. That is something that we will have. That's our time for this week's Catch the Beat. I give thanks to Vivian Krishnan, who for 3 years has been the head of the Urbana Arts and Culture Program, now that she is moving on to a new phase of her work and career. Our community has a lot to thank her for in all kinds of festivals, events, murals, programs, poetry, artist grants, and education in the arts that celebrates the diversity and richness of Urbana in all its creativity. A notable collaboration between the Urbana Arts and Culture Program and 40 North is Postmark Saturdays in downtown Urbana. The next Postmark program will be Saturday, April 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Urbana Free Library for a special Boneyard Arts Festival edition. Enjoy make and take craft activities, bubbles, music, photo ops, and more. And the Poet Laureate program is another notable part of Urbana's arts and culture program. It was established in 2019, and since then, five Urbana poets have held the position. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Jane Addams Bookshop at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign, online at janeaddamsbooks.com. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming on weft.org. All episodes of Catch the Beat are archived on the WEFT website at weft.org under Public Affairs. You can also listen to live stream and archive shows on the WEFT app, available on your favorite app store. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod, see you next time.